Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tap, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast, your go-to faith-based wellness podcast with me, your host, Callie Gualley. I am so excited to have you here today listening to our episode on how to build your best self, dreamy, relaxing nighttime routine. Last week, we did an entire episode on how to build your best self morning routine, and the results are in, and you guys want another episode on night routines, so I'm here to help you out. And it's so funny because last week's episode, I shared with you guys that I'm trying to work on building my own morning routine with having a new baby, and it really helped me last week. I don't know if it helped you guys, I hope it did, but I feel like my morning routine, I was like, okay, I need to set myself up for success the night before, or else I feel like my whole day is just like a little thrown off. And it's just been kind of like that has been the main thing that really stuck with me. So I'm curious to know what has stuck with you the most from last week's episode and what has been helping you the most with building your morning routine. Let me know in the comments. I'm definitely still trying to master the morning routine, I will say. And I think what's fun about this podcast is I'm not coming on here being like, I'm an expert at all these things, more of a, hey, I'm figuring this out with you guys. And so I did a little research, a little digging, and I have some fun ideas for us for setting our night routine this week. I think that honestly, the night routine is going to help us a lot with the morning routine. So if you haven't listened to the morning routine episode yet, I would honestly encourage you to listen to it after this episode. I think that when we implement these techniques and tips into our night, it's going to just bleed into our morning routine, and we're going to be so much more set up for success, feeling amazing and ready to have a good morning before our day gets started. So that being said, let's just get right into things today. First of all, a little update on Belle, my baby. I'm currently watching her. I have the baby monitor with me. Currently watching her attempt to take a nap. It's not going too hot. She's currently laying on her back, kicking her feet into the side of the crib, just like so much energy. Oh my goodness, she's so funny, you guys. She's currently 4 months and she is like wanting to crawl. Like, she has so much energy, is laughing, is so happy. She's the cutest thing ever. I love her so much. But these naps are getting interesting. She has some good naps, and then she has some naps that I'm like watching her. I'm like, what is going on? But anyways, she's doing really well, and that's your little bell update for you. But let's do this thing. We're going to get into our self-check-in. So if you've never listened to the podcast, our self-check-in is a time to just ground ourselves, to press pause in our day, and really see how we're feeling today. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, ask yourself, how am I feeling today? And when you have this number, I want you to just ask yourself why. Why do I feel how I feel? And maybe you have an answer, maybe you don't. It's okay. It's okay. But I want you to ask a follow-up question. What is something that I can do today to boost my mood? I'm going to be honest with you because I like to be real on here. I feel really, really sad today. I don't know why, you guys. I really don't know why. I literally went surfing today. It's beautiful outside. The weather's perfect. John's parents were visiting. John is my husband, if you didn't know that. And they just left. So maybe it's like because they left, I'm feeling sad, but I don't know. Or maybe I feel like I'm also about to get my period. I haven't had my period since giving birth to Belle, and I was having like pretty bad cramps yesterday. So I was like, maybe my period is trying to make her come back. But I don't know. Cause I remember pre having Belle, sometimes my period, I would like feel so sad right before getting it. And then I think it was just like those hormone changes. And then I would get my period and feel happy again. But you guys, I don't know. I hope it's that. I don't know why I feel so sad. But anyways, enough about me. Let's continue on. Just wanted to share that in case you're feeling sad too. It's okay. We're both feeling not our best, but we're going to feel good soon. Okay, next question is, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you have or not, let's grab our waters and cheers to hydration, my gorgeous queen. I almost forgot my water and I was like, no, I have to get my water because we have our hydration check. It's so important. Okay, next question is, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you have or not, let's all just stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. Full disclosure, I did not in fact stand up, but I did move my arm. That's okay. Okay, final question for you is, I want you to think about your current just nighttime routine at the moment. Think about it. Maybe you don't have a routine. Maybe you just go to bed. What is one thing that you would love to have? Like, one thing you'd love to do at night before you go to bed? Just think about it. It could be anything. The world is your oyster. I think mine is like, I would love to just honestly stretch. John is so good about stretching before bed, and I have not been very good about that. I want to stretch more, you guys. I feel like that is a good one. Okay, hold on to it. Quick life update for you. So as you know, I just said John's parents were in town visiting. Honestly, I feel like life has been a bit of a whirlwind. A lot of things have been going on. A lot of businesses to be built, being built. A lot of work things, a lot of motherhood things, a lot of emotions. I feel like some days I feel like I'm on top of the world. Other days I wake up and I'm just like so pooped. Today, like I said, I'm feeling very sad for no reason at the moment. I'm sure there's a reason, but I definitely am just feeling like, I don't know. I woke up this morning and I woke up like I was going to take Pilates at 7 a.m. Anyways, I ended up waking up. If I'm going to do Pilates at 7, I need to pump milk at 6 because I feed my baby at 7 a.m. So if I'm taking Pilates at 7, John will be on bell duty feeding her. So I had my alarm set for 6 a.m. and it went off and I was like, I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, you know when you wake up and you're just like, this is not going to happen right now. I cannot simply get out of bed. Like, no way. So I snoozed my alarm, fell back asleep, woke up at 7, fed my girl, fell back asleep. John went and played with her and stuff. And then I woke up again at 9 a.m. and I was just still so tired. And I feel like today I've just felt weird and off. And it just came back to me what I was going to say. But this time last year, I was pregnant with Belle. And I was so exhausted, very sick in the mornings, did not feel like myself. And for some reason, you guys, I don't know if it's just like association or what, but maybe it's just because it feels like how it felt last year. And I've associated this time of the year with that feeling. Maybe I just like, that's just like coming back to me psychologically. I don't know how that all works, but I feel like I'm just feeling like weird right now. Anyways, enough of that. I think you guys get the gist. I just want to share that with you. I think sometimes like I post things on social media and it all looks amazing, all looks rainbows and sunshine, but I am a human and I have days where I feel amazing, days where I don't feel as good. It's okay. We don't always have to be operating perfectly. That's just not how it is. I wish it was. That'd be nice. But alas, let's get into this thing. That's kind of my life update. I feel like otherwise, I mean, it's kind of been the same stuff, like work, building my studios, and just like having fun doing that. I've been having such a good time. Me and my friend Michaela are filming for our Sway Studio February challenge. If you haven't joined Sway Studio, definitely go join it. It is fun. It's my online Pilates studio and app. We have a really fun challenge coming up for you guys. Oh my goodness. But let's do this thing. Let's get into our, I made you guys like a little fun outline. You know I love my outlines these days for the podcast. So this is our 5-step nighttime routine outline plan, whatever you want to call it. I made you an outline. I made us an outline. If you want to take notes, go take notes. Grab your phone notes. Grab a piece of paper because this episode's packed. Packed. Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty. Have you ever felt like your hormones are just off? Maybe you've noticed little things like sleepless nights, low energy, or those mild mood swings that just seem to creep up out of literally nowhere. I honestly didn't even realize I was struggling with hormonal changes for the longest time. As women, we aren't taught in school that it's actually not normal to feel tired all the time, dealing with occasional bloating and snapping at the smallest things. It wasn't until I started my hormone deep dive that I realized there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors lurking in our daily lives. They're in the food we eat, the water we drink, even the skincare products we use. Add that to the natural hormone changes we're already going through, and it's no wonder so many of us are feeling off. But here's the good news, you don't have to feel this way anymore. That's where Hormone Harmony comes in, a nature-inspired herbal formula that's helping women of all ages feel like themselves again. Hormone Harmony is packed with adaptogens, which are plant-based ingredients that help your body adapt to stress. That means Hormone Harmony works with your body to manage chaotic hormonal changes. Whether it's mild PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, those uncomfortable hot flashes, or just feeling tired all the time, this product has got you covered. period. One of the biggest things people notice when their hormones are balanced is how much more energized they feel. What's even better is that Hormone Harmony comes from Happy Mammoth, a company dedicated to making products that actually work. They use only science-backed herbal ingredients, and you can tell their priority is quality. If this sounds like something you need in your life, now is the time to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALLY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALLY for 15% off today. So I want to start with something that is essential. I was like thinking about the episode and I was like, okay, I can write you all these fun ideas, but ultimately, like, what really makes a nighttime routine a good nighttime routine? And I was thinking about it and I was like, I think the goal of a nighttime routine is to have a good night's sleep, right? Like, that's honestly all it is, end of the day. Like, we want to feel relaxed. We want to get a nice quality amount of sleep. And I was like, okay, well, before we get into the episode of like, or into the actual outline, what if we like figured out what causes our sleep to get disrupted so that we can learn how to prevent that? So I'm going to go through some common sleep disruptors before we get into our little plan. And I also have some studies to back these disruptors that you can dive into if you're like, I want to learn more. Number one is a consistent sleep schedule. So what happens frequently is that a lot of people don't go to bed and they wake up at the same, so they don't go to bed and they wake up at different times every day. And what happens when you have this is that your circadian rhythm gets disrupted. And it matters because your body actually thrives on routine. So having an irregular sleep pattern, it will confuse your internal clock and it makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. I can actually attest to this. When I was in college, I was teaching morning classes at Pure Barre, and some days I would wake up like super early, other days I wouldn't. And it's really interesting to me because my body, like, I got to this point where I don't really know how this happened, but my body would naturally wake up every single day at 7:30 a.m. no matter what. Like, I would literally go out, like go clubbing at night, and I would still wake up the next morning at 7 a.m. and I would joke that like I couldn't sleep in because I literally would wake up every day at 7:30 a.m. because my body had been trained to do that from like during the week when I was teaching classes and stuff. So on the weekends, I was like, oh my gosh, like, why can't I sleep in? Your body will learn. And it's been cool to having a baby because my girl is so synced up with her nap sleep schedule right now. Like, she will wake up sometimes by the minute when it's her next feeding time. It is so cool to see how our bodies work. And this is actually backed by a scientific study in 2020. It is published in Sleep Health. It found that irregular sleep schedules are associated with poor sleep quality and greater daytime fatigue. Okay? So how do you fix this? Set a regular bedtime and wake up time, even on weekends, to stabilize your circadian rhythm. Okay, number two sleep disruptor is blue light exposure. A lot of people don't minimize their screen time before bed, and it can lead to suppressed melatonin production. It matters because blue light comes from our phones, TVs, and computers. It can delay the release of melatonin, which is a hormone responsible for sleep. And a study from the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism show that blue light exposure significantly reduces melatonin levels and delays sleep onset. So one way to fix this is limit your screen time at least 1 hour before bed, or use blue light blocking glasses if avoiding screens is not possible for you. Okay, I'm going through this kind of quickly because we're going to get into our plan, which we'll talk about all these things. Number three is that a lot of people skip activities that help the mind transition from fight or flight to rest and digest. So this matters because chronic stress and an overactive mind can make it difficult to fall asleep or stay asleep. Research in the Journal of, Psychosomatic Research highlights that mindfulness techniques like meditation and deep breathing reduce stress hormones, leading to improved sleep quality. I don't know about you, but I've had so many nights where I cannot fall asleep because my mind is just like churning with ideas. Usually this happens when I was working right before bed and didn't have a nice wind down routine, or maybe I was on my phone scrolling before bed. Usually my mind is like so awake and it's hard to turn it off in those moments. Okay. So the next one is many people consume caffeine, alcohol, or large meals too close to bedtime, which can also disrupt sleep. This is number 4. And this is really interesting. So caffeine and nicotine are stimulants. They delay sleep onset, while heavy meals and alcohol can lead to disrupted REM sleep. So a study in Nutrients in 2019 found that eating high fat or high sugar foods close to bedtime can negatively impact sleep quality, which is also very interesting. And I think it's interesting too, because some people are affected by caffeine before bed while others aren't. I would say I'm typically not usually that affected by it. Like if I have a coffee after 2 p.m., I usually don't really notice it, but I do know some people really notice the effects. So I think you have to be mindful about your own body and see how that affects you. Okay, so the recommendation for that is to have a heavy meal at least 3 hours before bed, which I have heard that a lot. Okay, the final sleep disruptor we're going to talk about is how different negative factors like room temperature, noise levels, and light exposure can affect your sleep. Because in an uncomfortable sleep environment, it can prevent that deep restorative sleep which we're going for. The National Sleep Foundation suggests that a cool room temperature between 60 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit can promote optimal sleep. That is freaking so cold, you guys. Oh my gosh, I don't know if I could do that. I feel like I like to sleep at like 70 degrees. But it does show also, studies show that total darkness and reduced noise improve sleep efficiency. That's from Frontiers in Neurology. Do you like how sciencey I'm being right now? So one of the recommendations is to use blackout curtains, white noise machines, and keep your room cool and clutter free. I sometimes use blackout curtains. I think here's my hot take on blackout curtains. I think if you live in the city where there's a lot of artificial light, I think that it's good. But if you live somewhere where maybe you don't have as much artificial light, I really do personally believe that our bodies are so, like, you can totally sink your body to the sun. And if you have the just natural light come into your room, I personally believe your body, it's like a better wake up than just an alarm, a harsh alarm. So sometimes I'll keep my curtains open if the moon isn't too bright so that my body can see the sunlight in the morning as I wake up. That's my hot take on it. I'm curious to know your guys' thoughts on blackout curtains and all of that. White noise machines, I also have mixed opinions about. I feel like I have slept really good with a white noise machine, but I also sleep really good when there's no noise at all. I know that sometimes Belle has a white noise machine and it helps her sleep, but she also does well without it. So I'm kind of like, I don't know. What are your thoughts? Super curious. So anyways, let's get into the next part of this episode. We're going to talk about our actual simple 5-step night routine plan. Using these disruptors, we're going to work where we can create a night routine that does not include the disruptors and actually prevents them. So our step number one is let's all set a sleep schedule. I feel like we're going to be little parents for ourselves for a second. Like, you know, when you're a kid and your parent is like, every night you're going to bed at 8 p.m. Well, I want you to choose a consistent bedtime and stick to it, even on the weekends. But listen up. This podcast is called Healthy But Human for a reason. We do like to give ourselves grace. Sometimes we do go out late. Let's be real. We are social sometimes. We are humans. And a lot of us listening are probably in our 20s and 30s. Maybe you're in your 40s and 50s. But listen, I know we're all social sometimes. So 12 p.m. is okay. Or 12 a.m. is okay sometimes. But I'm just saying, like, most times, I think let's try our best to have a consistent bedtime routine and see how we feel if we can do that. So we already talked about why this is important for us, but we got to stick to our consistent bedtime routine and let's have a consistent wake up time each day. And just let's do it for like 2 weeks and see how we feel. Let's just challenge ourselves to that. So example, let's say your goal is to get 8 hours of sleep. You can set your bedtime for 10:30 p.m. and wake up time for 6:30 a.m. And I just want all of us to just stop snoozing. Like, genuinely speaking, snoozing, there's no benefit to it. I feel like if I snooze my phone or my alarm and it wakes me up 5 minutes later, I did not get any quality sleep in that 5 minutes. I just feel like I'm kind of like half in, half out. There's not really like a benefit, you know? So we're either in or out. And I think let's just challenge ourselves. If we go to bed early enough, we're not going to need to snooze. Okay? Cool. Talking to myself here, you guys. Okay, step number two, we are going to power down our screens 30 to 60 minutes before bed. So what we're going to do is we're going to turn off our phones, TVs, and other screens at least 30 minutes before bed to reduce blue light exposure. Okay, if your alarm is on your phone like mine and you don't have blue light glasses, you can turn your phone on night mode. You can actually set that up, I believe, in your settings where it automatically turns to night mode. So it'll like make it a little better for your eyes. That's what I do. And I'll just set my alarm and then go to sleep, or I'll just like not touch it again. Okay, so that is your, and I had this fun bonus idea here, is that we can actually set a bedtime alarm for ourselves so that you just like know when it's bedtime. What do you think about that? I'm kind of into it. I might try it out. Okay, the next step is let's just prioritize tomorrow. I talk about this in our morning routine episode, the importance of setting yourself up for success the day before. And this is where we're going to do it. So you have powered off your phone, gotten rid of the screens, you have your sleep bedtime. And what I want you to do, I don't want your brain to like go too crazy here, but I do want you to take a moment to just write down, maybe you have a planner, I have a planner, write down things for tomorrow. Just get them out of your brain so that you don't have those things circulating in your mind all night long. Maybe you write down your top three priorities for tomorrow, or you write down people you need to call tomorrow, email tomorrow. You know, just fill out your planner as you see fit. And then also, if let's say you're wanting to have a workout in the morning, pick out your outfit for the morning, lay it out so that you don't have to have that extra decision fatigue in the morning to pick out your outfit. So you just have it all set up. Maybe you need to get out the door quickly in the morning. I want you to have your breakfast ready to go. So maybe make yourself a yummy chia seed pudding. That's a really easy. My dog is sneezing so much. I don't know if you guys can hear him. Bless you, Axel. Bless you, buddy. Anyways, I want you to like chia seed pudding's a good one. It's a grab and go kind of breakfast. You can make a yogurt parfait. Just think about like how can you make your morning easier for yourself. So we're just thinking about future us in this step, okay? So our next step is I want you guys to make your sleep environment amazing and relaxing. So what you're gonna do is we're gonna turn down our AC, so make it a little cooler in your house. I think 60 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit is a little extreme, especially in the winter. That's like kind of intense. I usually do like 70 to 72 degrees. Granted, with Belle, I think 72 degrees is pretty good. I don't want it to be too cold for her because her nursery does get a little cold at night. Do what you gotta do there. But you know the gist. We always turn our fan on. That is an essential. Also, if you want to use your blackout curtains, get those all drawn and nice, and maybe you dim the lights. I love having salt lamps at night. That is my favorite thing. I'll just turn off the lights, have my little salt lamp on, so I make a nice cozy little atmosphere, and it helps me just start to get in the mood of going to bed. Okay, and this is our next and final step before we go to bed, is I want you to create a relaxation ritual. So for 10 to 15 minutes, pick maybe 1 to 2, depending on how long they take, activities that are relaxing for you. And I have a couple of things I think are relaxing for some ideas and inspo. And these can change by the night. You don't have to do the same thing every single night, because I know sometimes we don't shower every single night. Sometimes we shower in the morning. Like, I just pick and choose, okay? So here's one of the things I'm obsessed with doing is if I'm going to shower that night, I love to do a little dry brush lymphatic drainage moment. So that's very just relaxing. I think you just dry brush before the shower, lymphatic drain after the shower. If you have questions on those things, let me know. And I really want to get an expert on the podcast to talk more about lymphatic drainage because it's so amazing. Hot shower is very relaxing. Another thing you can do is stretch. You don't have to have a super complicated night routine, honestly. It can literally just be like stretch. A couple stretches, a shower, and you go to sleep. I think on social media, sometimes we see like 5,000 steps and we're like, is my routine not effective if I don't have all these steps? No. Like, it's still so effective. It doesn't have to cost you a ton of money. It can literally just be activities that you think are really relaxing and make you feel really good. So another thing is, like, let's say you just had a really just stimulating day and your brain is just all over the place. I love deep breathing. So one of my favorite techniques is called the boxed breathing technique. What this is you inhale for 4 counts through your nose. You hold for 4 counts. You hold your breath. Then you exhale through your mouth for 4 counts. Then you hold for another 4 counts. And as you're doing this breath, I want you to imagine your breath is tracing like a little box shape. That is called boxed breathing. It is a really good relaxing technique. Another thing I thought of that's really nice is you can journal your thoughts at night. You can write some things you're grateful for. I also love just like at night, maybe reading the Bible. I love praying, thanking God for things. If there's something on my mind that just is just causing me a lot of like anxiety or something, I'll just invite God into it. I'll just give it to Him. I also really think it's important before you go to bed to ask the Lord to give you dreams from Him. I maybe have talked about this on the podcast, but God really does speak to us a lot in dreams. And if you just look through the entire Bible, you will see that. So, and asking the Lord to give you peaceful dreams, to speak to you in dreams, maybe something's on your heart that's been really like a big thing you're trying to make a decision about, asking God to give you clarity about that thing through your dream, like, you literally can just, you can ask God anything. And I think that's really, really beautiful and cool. So anyways, I hope that these things just helped you a little bit. I also think it's really relaxing. I know this is like, this is something I love to do. And I love just, I think maybe it's because I'm breastfeeding, I feel like I'm craving calcium, but I love just heating up some milk in the microwave and drinking it. My friends think it's really gross that I do that, but I think it's very relaxing. I feel like as a kid, that is something that I would do is drink warm milk. And as an adult, it just still makes me feel very relaxed and peaceful and comfy. So maybe you just do something like that. Do something that you used to love to do as a child that made you feel really like secure and safe. And yeah. That is my nighttime routine tips and tricks for you. I really hope this helped you. I feel like you don't have to overcomplicate it. I feel like a night routine doesn't have to be like this crazy thing. But ultimately, I think it's a time you can just have some love for yourself, give yourself some self-care, take a moment to just really be present with how you're feeling, how your day went, take a moment to slow down, take a moment to just detach from your phone and just be present with where you're at and just encounter the Lord and talk to God. Just have a little debrief sesh with the Lord at night. I think that's so beautiful. Anyways, let me know in the comments what is something that you are going to add to your nighttime routine. And also if you have any sort of episode requests, let me know in the comments as well. I am recording this episode because I think a couple of you guys wanted a nighttime routine episode. So here we are. So I seriously do read your comments and I do take your request seriously. I want to make this podcast beneficial and helpful to you guys and inspiring to you guys. So anyways, I love you so much. Tag me listening in your Instagram stories at Healthy But Human Pod. And if you have questions about anything, just DM me. And I think that's about it. But I love you guys so much. You're amazing. You're here for a reason. And as always, stay healthy but human. Love your body. Meet yourself where you're at. And know that you are here for a beautiful, beautiful purpose. All right. I'll see you next time. Bye. Hello, my gorgeous queen. If you've been looking for workouts that not only strengthen, lengthen, and tone your body, but also leave you feeling empowered inside and out, let me put you on Sweaty Studio, my online Pilates studio and app designed to help you embrace movement as a way to take care of the incredible, beautiful body God gave you. At Sweaty Studio, we're all about combining fun, effective movement with powerful affirmations to help you see yourself as strong, worthy, and enough. From Pilates to dance cardio, every class is designed to help you build a healthy, positive relationship with your body while also getting stronger and healthier inside and out. Plus, Sweaty Studio is built on faith-based foundations and has our popular Pilates and Praise classes that blend powerful affirmations rooted in scripture, worship music, and a devotional at the end with movement to help you see yourself how God sees you, strong, worthy, and wonderfully made. And starting January 1st, we're kicking off our 21-day New Year's Challenge. It's the perfect way to reset your mind and body body with workouts and encouragement to help you stay consistent and feel unstoppable in 2025. If you're ready to join, simply go to sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. That's sweatystudio.com or download our Sweaty Studio app and use code 2025 to get your first month free. Let's move together and take care of ourselves, body, mind, and spirit this year. I'll see you on the mat. Let's get sweaty.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch or Tap, also on them.
Service plan required for Watch or Tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.